Zeicher to learn last week Paragimel Seif Beis, and we need to be mashlam this Seif with a Torah that's found in Rav Kook's Oris HaTchiyah, which is posted on the page that you have that says on top of it Mem Ches. As you remember, Rav Kook was talking about the Ahavas Oilam, the Ahava Rabba, the Hibitra Elov Naharu, when the window is open between the Torah de la Eila and the Torah de la Sata, and the Torah above and the Torah below, where the details of one's Torah learning are not enclosed in the smallness of this world, but are open to the bigness of the klal, of the big klal of the Torah de la Eila that we've been talking about for weeks now. The opposite of that is the matzav that as a people that were in Bechlal were struggling with since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Which Rav Kook alluded to that, Gemara, when he spoke about the state of Miskadrim Pnei Shamayim, where there's a darkness, there are clouds, there's a darkness, there are clouds, the sky is dark, and the Haid is Nepach Ladova, and the splendor and the glory of Hashem Yisbach's Torah has become for many a cause of misery, a cause of suffering. And this brings to a terrible state of what Rav Kook describes as misyabshim ma'ayonais shifas achayim in ha'olam, that the wellsprings of life become dry through the weakness because of the rifyon yadayim yitarah de la'ela, which is going to be throughout the sefer. This Rav Kook comes back to this because of our failure, our neglect to be oisik in tarah de la'ela, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, in connecting all the details of Torah with the bigger picture of the Nisan HaTorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva brings to the return of that light, takes away the clouds that we could see through clearly. And this is alluded to, this state of repair is alluded to in the brach that we make on the Torah, which is the bracha which the Mefarshim tell us is the Ikazan Torah Shabbal Peh, V'chaye Olam Nata B'Sarcheinu. V'chaye Olam Nata B'Sarcheinu. Davke the Torah Shabbal Peh, which appears to neglect, oftentimes appears to neglect the bigger picture of why we're Jews, and is going into a million billion details in halacha, dafka that is called chaye olam. The Taz and others say that bracha that we make, the second bracha on the Torah, ashnos on the Torah's emes, that Hashem gave us the two Torah, the chaye olam not abasachenu, and He has implanted chaye olam, eternal life within us. Ruach Hashem, nice not tell you that's going on Torah Shabbat Peh. And if we go together now into the yeshiva and we take like an eighth grader, you know, someone's been in that building for those years, that same building, and we ask him, Yankala, do you feel that your life here can be described as Chaye Olam? Huh? He'll say yes. I mean, he sees the bars on the window and the principal standing outside. Yeah, I'm in it for life. You mean I'm in it for life. Chaye Olam, eternal life. No, he thinks of the playground. He thinks of being home. He thinks of the chevra. He doesn't think of that 12th shir on Tosfos that he's been sitting on, the Rebbe's been sitting on. He doesn't think of that as chayei olam. The Rebbe's been talking about this person's cow and that person's donkey for the last 6 months, and the only place he's ever seen that is maybe at the zoo, because you know at the zoo they don't usually have animals these days. But because whatever I took the kids, it was always they're repairing, also they're animals. So, yeah, all right. And the kid sits there and he says, I don't know, it's a shaykhis. And then there's the Mishnah Berurah shiur for 15-20 minutes on Mishnah Berurah. So they're all excited because they're going to be learning Hilchos Purim. And he feels the excitement of Purim, which ends immediately after learning the Machaber and then going into the Mishnah Berurah and going into the Prote Pratim of how much Sholach Man is and how much Matan is Sivyanim. So the kid feels again, I thought we were going to have some Purim time. I thought this was going to be exciting and fun. We're going to talk about, like, you know, why Hashem wants us to be happy. He doesn't see that in the Mishnah Berurah Shia. And yet, Davke on Teresh Baal Peh, Davke Teresh Baal Peh is Chaye Olam, not Abbas Echein. That Hashem has implanted within us eternal life. I mean, davening is Chaye Shah. Davening, which does look exciting, right? We have problems with it. There are many reasons why we have problems with it. But at least we're talking about God. We're talking to God. But when you're sitting and learning, and yet that's davke chaye olam not abseichena. The reason that we don't feel that when we're learning, not just the children, the reason that we don't feel that in every single detail, in every single tiny little seif katan in the Mishnah Berurah is because what Rav Kook describes as the rifyon yadayim mitara de la'ela, that we're weak and we're neglecting the Torah de la'ela, the Torah above. This is the overall matzav that we're in since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there's a terrible barrier, dark clouds that separate between this world and the world above. Which is why we don't have Nevuah anymore and so on. The Urim V'Tumim. So, in the Eretz HaTchiyah Mem Ches, the page that you have, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, this is what Rav Kook is referring to, as Rav Tzvi Yehuda Zechon Levracha noted on this Torah and Eretz HaTorah. This is what his father was referring to. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, since the time that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Leinira Rakia B'Taharasa, the sky has not been seen in its purity. There hasn't been a cloudless sky since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Tes. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Leinira Rakia B'Taharasa, since the Churban, we haven't seen a cloudless sky. It hasn't been seen, the taharasa, pure. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, Aldish Shemayim Kadrus, I have enclosed the heavens. Aldish Shemayim Kadrus, I have enclosed the heavens in darkness. Albu Shemayim Kadrus, Sak Osim Kisusam. There is a sackcloth that has been placed as a covering. The sackcloth, of course, is a sign of mourning, right? Of Avedus. Albu Shemayim Kadrus, Sak Osim Kisusam. So in the Eretz HaTchiyah, Rav Kook explains that this is the Ikar Tzara that we experience in our Ruchnias during the years of Galus. Im kein, Ha'oras HaTorah min HaShamayim Shel Zman HaGalus Me'ulefes Hi Hakadrus Vahasak Hamachasa. The illumination of the light, that light of Torah Min HaShamayim, of feeling that every single drop of Torah that we live with, every single drop of Torah, every single detail of halacha, and every drop of Yiddishkeit is coming to us min haShamayim. His mamish dropped upon us from Shamayim. That ha'oris ha'Torah min haShamayim shel zman ha'golus, during these days of golus, is mulefis, very weak, like mulefis is more than weak, it's faint, like when someone is fainting. Lit aleif means to faint. It's not just weak, it's extreme weakness. Ha'oris ha'Torah min haShamayim shel zman ha'golus mi'ulefis hi. In other words, everybody officially believes in Torah min haShamayim. We're all part of that program, and we keep up the sheni, we do everything we're supposed to do. But the real feeling that everything that I'm doing is min haShamayim, everything that I'm doing is min haShamayim, comes and is connected to, in the deepest way, to Shamayim. That's not just weak, it's mu'ulafis, it's faint. Passed out. Mu'ulafis. Because of the kadrus, hakadrus v'hasak hamachasa. Because of that darkness and the sackcloth that is covering. The Oiv Yisrael, you heard of the Oiv Yisrael, the Abderav, Schusig and Leinu. The Oiv Yisrael in Parshat Kisaitse, if you have a chance to take a look. He writes there that every single Kol Ish Yisrael, every single Jewish person, every single Jewish person, he says, b'chol eisa, b'chol rega, at every time, at every moment, it has to be in his eyes. Ki'ilu, he's omed b'ha Sinai, l'kabalas ha'Torah. The Rebbe is also talking about how a person should feel when he opens up any sefer. Anytime you open up a sefer to learn, whatever the sefer, you're opening up a sefer to learn. The way to learn, Dr. Rav writes, is that you should feel that at that moment, it's ki'ilu, you're standing at Har Sinai, by the foot of Har Sinai, to be makabel the Torah. That's the hargosha that a person has, that he should have, that he's makabel the Torah, mi pi ha'gvura, from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, when you sit down to learn the sefer. And that's the meaning of the brachas, and why the brachas that we make on the Torah are worded in that way of brachat Hashem, noisein haTorah, as the Taz and the other Mefarshim explain. Noisein haTorah. We say for Hashem Oslam Torah Sevens that Hashem gave us. Hashem brachah b'nei Oslam was Torosah. But then we end Hashem Oslam was Torosah. That's by Hasina brachat Hashem. Noisein haTorah. We say it in the present ongoing tense. Baruch Hashem, Noisein HaTorah, who's giving us the Torah right now, this moment. Baruch Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. If your Yiddishkeit is just Asher Baruch HaRabonu, it happened once upon a time. V'nosan Lanu, and He gave it to us once upon a time. Then the Yiddishkeit is a Yiddishkeit that's covered with very dark clouds. You might be firm, but very cloudy. Very cloudy. It's not with the ha'ora, with that light of the Torah de la'ela. But the after of his saying that when a person's Torah is in that way of Bohad Hashem, noisein ha'Torah, in the continuous present, every single second, noisein ha'Torah, He's giving me the Torah. then that person is making a connection between the Torah above and the Torah below. And every single drop of Torah that he's learning is mipi agvura, is coming from God's mouth, and it's exciting, it's thrilling. Just like the Medrash says about how the fish jumped to the top of the water to get the rain, right? To catch the raindrops. And the Medrash says, Chazal say. And I told you once, years ago, that my father told this to me when we went fishing, and he didn't say it from Chazal. My father just pointed out to me. We were in Newburgh fishing. We used to go there. And my father used to, I realized years later, he used to sometimes just take me to places where there weren't, we used to go to a place where there weren't even any fish, really. And there was just time we used to sit and schmooze. And, but then, back then in Newburgh, there was some good fish also. And it started to drizzle. And I was in a spell because the fish were jumping up from the water. And my father asked me, he didn't say it from Chazal, my father learned it, but I was a kid, and he just said to me, why would the fish, they have all the water that they want? They're living in water. So why are they jumping over there? Why are they, a little drop of rain? They live mamish, they swim in the water, that's all they have. So my father said to me that because they love the water so much that every fresh drop, every drop that comes, it's something new and something exciting for them. And the water, and the water that they're in can never ever be enough, even though it is enough. They never have to take a raindrop. They're so excited that they catch it even before it falls into the lake. That's how exciting it is. And when a person is learning Torah, the way that the Akhtarev is saying, the way Rav Kook is saying, so every drop of rain, every chiddush, everything that every time you learn something, and even when you chazer it, because there's always something new. It's the excitement that the fish have when they jump up to catch something that's a special delivery straight from Shemayim. That's the feeling that the fish has. I mean, that's how the fish lives. It's something they feel, that connection to the Torah del Ayla that Hashem is sending right now, a new drop. That's how persons, that's all the learns Torah, that's the Mishon we have. Yarev Kemata Luchi, Tizak Atali Mosi, which is in Parshas Hazino, that the Torah is compared to water. And also the Torah Shbal Peh, that it's compared to water. That's the meaning of Nais and HaTorah. The Matzav of Golos, the state that we're in Golos, is that we don't feel Torah Min HaShemayim. We officially subscribe to that. And we live, hopefully as much as we can, we live according to the dictates of Torah Shema, of Torah Min HaShemayim. But do we really feel that the drops are falling from Shemayim when we open up a sefer? Do we really feel Torah Min HaShemayim? In Kain Ha'oros HaTorah Min HaShemayim Shel Zman HaGolus Me'ulefesi, it's very, very faint. This light of Torah Min HaShemayim is very faint. Because of the Kadrus Vasaka Mechasa. That's the Inyan of Amalek. Yad Al Kesko. That's the covering, the darkness that covers, that separates, as I mentioned last week. Yad Al Kesko. That breaks up the name Yudkei Vavkei, so that in this world, this is the world of Vavhei, but the person doesn't feel any connection to Yud Kei. Yud Kei is the Torah Dela'ela. The first two letters of Hashem's name is the Amidus Kas, like the Tanya and all the Tzaddikim explained. And the first two letters is the Torah Dela'ela. And a person, that's Torah Min HaShemayim. And if you're only living with the Vavhei, then you have an incomplete name of Hashem. When there's an incomplete name of Hashem, it's very, very hard for a person to feel a connection, a chalat, to what he's doing, to what he's learning. So he just goes through the motions, Nacha Purim, Nacha Pesach. Nachashavas. When a person's Vavhei is connected to the Yudhei, which is the third Laila, so then Pashas Truma Tavshin Ayin, something that never was in the world. It's so exciting. It's Torah Min HaShemayim. Hashem is now sending down the Mishkan to us right now. And a person lives in the world of the Oren and of the Kruvim, of Bezalel, of Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, a person that lives with the Torah Dela'ila, that is coming to the top of the water. It doesn't say, I have Truma over here underneath in the water. I have Truma. From list, you touch in Samachtes was Truma. So there's Nacha Truma. So that's the darkness of Amalek. That's Yad Al Keska. That's Yad Al Keska. Therefore, Va'ata Oyef V'yagei. You know the outcome of that. Va'ata Oyef V'yagei. Makes you tired. Oyef V'yagei. Okay, you become tired. Become tired. You don't have a cheshek. Because you don't feel that Hashem is saying this Torah to you right now. You feel that it happened thousands of years ago, and he's not giving it to you now, he's not saying it to you now. You don't feel nice in HaTorah, you only feel Asher Nasan on the Torah side. Baruch Hashem for that. But not nice in HaTorah. Be'ez Kirvas HaKetz. As we get closer to the end, the Ace Kirvas Hakates. Yovo Ruach HaMetaher is a Shamayim Mikadrusam. A wind will come that will blow away the clouds and will remove the darkness that covers Shamayim. This is the Churban, the Matzav of Churban. That's what Tisha B'Av is all about. That darkness is a Tisha B'Av. All the physical suffering, all the other tzaros are the result of that cloud, the presence of that cloud. Ever since the Churban, even though we learn Torah, we're not taifes the Torah in all of its splendor and glory. That's why the Kinnis and Tisha B'Av are also about the burning of the Gemara and the murder of the Asarur Gemalchus, the Tanoim. So it's not just a matter of the physical destruction that Churban brought. Of course, now we understand that. Our whole tfisa of Torah, our whole grasp of Torah, our whole way of looking at Torah, has become darkened, has become small. That's what the Gemara says in the first pack of brachas. The Gemara says that miyayim shachar beis hamikdash, that ever since the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein lakash brachah ala dalad amas shal halacha bilvad. Again, the Gemara says that miyom shachar beis hamikdash, that from that time of the churban, ein lo lakadosh baruch hu ba'ilamai, ela dalad amas shal halacha b'levad. Since the churban is a mikdash, all Hashem's baruch has in the world, all that is here in the world, in Hashem's world, is the four cubits, the four amas of halacha. Of halacha. What does that mean? It means that before the Churban, a person was able to look at a flower, and he was able to see how this flower was connected to Torah. How this flower was also a part of that drop that comes down from heaven. Like the others that looked at the world and they saw it in the world, they saw Torah in the world everywhere. Before Churban, it was clear that everything in the world, all of Metzias, the entire Metzias, is bound up with the Torah, is connected to Torah. Because the Dvar Hashem was mispashi, spread forth, and covered everything. Yizal ketal imrasi, like the tal. Everything was coated, because the Shemayim was clear. And everything was coated with Torah. And a person saw in life that eating is Torah, sleeping is Torah, like we're learning in the Mevarei Sharm. And a person saw the Kedusha in another Jew, in a husband, a wife, and a child. And he understood the connection between the Torah and this part of Metzius, this part of reality. He understood that. Because when the clouds were not there, when the sky was clear between Shemayim and Aretz, so then the Dvar Hashem was able to be mispashet everywhere. When the Gemara says, Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo Lakash Baruch Hu Bar Lomar Lo Dalet Amos Shahalalocha. So the nice way of learning that, the cheerful and optimistic way of learning that is, that, oh, ever since, in this way we always, of course, learned it, is that since the Chumash HaMikdash, all the Kadosh Baruch Hu has left in this world is those Jews who are still keeping halacha, which is true. Ein lo Kadosh Baruch Hu b'lomet l'dal al mishul halacha. But in the Torah of the Tzaddikim, it's not such a happy sentence. It means there used to be so much more than dal al mishul halacha. There used to be so much more to a Jew than dal al mishul halacha. It used to be that the Torah wasn't only in the Dalet Amos of Halacha. It used to be that the Torah was everywhere. That when it would snow, you would see Torah. That when you would see a child playing in the street, you would see Torah. When Rav Kook was trying so hard, and it was one of the most controversial pieces of the Iris that the Ger Rebbe, you know, said that they asked him if they could leave that out because the people the other people in the old yeshiva are upset about where Rav Kook was begging that they should have exercise in the yeshivas. He was only talking about 15 minutes. That every day that the boys should go out and to exercise, to run in the yard and to play. Do you know what Rav Kook suffered from that suggestion? You have no idea what he got from that. Which now, any place that doesn't do that is seen as being cruel. Rav Kook said 100 years ago, the children to go play. Let them play. They'll learn better. Let them know that to breathe in the air is also Torah. Torah is not just Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. It's when the Torah de Lasata is detached from the Torah de Laila, then Ein Lo Lakash Baruch Hu, since the Churban, Ein Lo Lakash Baruch Hu, Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, that you think that all of Halacha is those Dalet Amos. And you know what the outcome of that is? A person could sit and go to Gemara Shir in the morning, and he could lie at business in the afternoon. You understand? Ein Lo Lakash Baruch Hu, Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos. He has his Dalet Amos every morning. He has his shir, he has his daf yomi, he's got his davening, and go off to work, and he could spend an entire day in Sheker and Chazer, lying and stealing Chalila. I'm not saying a lot of people do that. Lying and stealing, looking at the wrong things. And whatever he learned in the morning was not mispashet. You understand? It wasn't like the kal that spread over everything. All he had was the Dalet Amos of Halacha. That's all he had. What's his Yiddishkeit? Dalet Amos of Halacha. It's a small Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe Shlomo is much bigger than Dalet Amos. It's much bigger. The Torah is much bigger than Dalet Amos. Ein Lo Lakash Baruch Hu. So it's a happy thing to say, oh, all we have in the world is Halacha. Avada. For sure, that's our pride and joy that we live as Jews. But on a deeper level, it's also a kina. That's all there is. That's what the Torah is. The Torah is a shir in the morning. The Torah doesn't go with you anywhere. You don't look at all of reality as Torah. You don't see that in the children playing. That's Torah. Rav Kook saw the children playing. You saw that's Torah. He saw everywhere the Metzius of Hashem. He saw the Torah de La'ela. When a person is living in a state of Churban, all he has are the Dalet Amos, which means he observes Halacha, which is good, Baruch Hashem. But that's all. He observes Halacha. You sit in your sukkah, you just got the latest sukkah, the nicest sukkah, and everything is gevaldik. And you sit in the sukkah, ve'ein loy ela dalet amos shel halacha. All he has is what? The mitzvah, the rice of sitting in the sukkah. He doesn't feel the tzelet ha'menusa. He doesn't have a shaykhs to the inyan of ein habanim semecha, to imam sechechas al b'nei, to the mother, the shechin, is mamish, is hovering over her children like the bird in the nest. doesn't feel a chlal shayches to anything like that. They're talking about the yushpizen, some kind of a custom. Av mitzvah nyakov. He has what? He has the daven amashal halacha. So he could sit with his chavrusa and they could talk about this piece of schach and that piece of schach, which is good, 100%. And to go over the sugya, that's great. But that's not all it is. It's not just dal amos shel halacha. And the churban brought those clouds that bring that feeling that everything is so, that the Torah is so small. Otherwise, how could it be that a Jewish boy goes to yeshiva and he's learning Torah Hashem and he feels confined and he feels that he's suffocating, and then he goes and he puts on his iPod and he listens to some of his favorite band and he feels, wow, that's something. That's big. That's a big thing. Now we're talking about feelings. We're talking about love and about feelings, and I don't know if songs still talk about that stuff. I might just be talking about killing and dying. But now we're talking about something bigger. Wow. He's sitting in his long Teres Hashem. Goes out into the street. He's looking to see what's out over here in the street. Something that'll give me more of a feeling of something bigger. I can't take it. And he's sitting in yeshiva. Doesn't feel that. You know why? Because the Rebbe that he has, that Rebbe, all he gives over to him is what? Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. You understand? He just gives him the 4 cubits of Halacha. The kid wants more. He's a child. He wants more. He's getting a little bit older now. And guess what? He met a medela. He met a cute little girl. It's getting younger nowadays. Soon they're going to be next to each other in strollers. They're going to start dating. So he met a nice little girl, a pretty little girl. She starts to, they talk a little bit. Ooh, he starts to have feelings. She starts to have feelings. What do you want from the kid? That's what we're learning about. So of course there's a churban. It goes back into the yeshiva. Clouds, dark. He leaves the yeshiva. This little girl is... To him, it's the whole world. She opens up the whole world. In the morning, he lives closed and shut. And then he meets a person. He feels open. He goes and he reads other books. He sees books. He goes to school. He goes to college. There's interesting things over here. These are talking about things that are big things, very, very big, important things. And I'm sitting there and learning that Tysus. That Tysus for the, you know, third week in a row, that Tysus. The kids think, I'm Michael already on the pshat. Can we move on a little bit? I'm Michael. I leave it up to the Balei Taisus. I'm sure they worked it out. I'm Michael. Like, move on to the Gemara. Tell me. Well, the Rebbe heard from his Rebbe that we're not going to do that. And this goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu on Hasina. Just to make sure that every single boy in the class should never want to learn Gemara the rest of his life. The Da'at Amos of Halacha, that's all. But if the Rebbe is a Rebbe that opens up the child's eyes to see that the Torah is not just Da'at Amos of Halacha, not just the Da'at Amos of Halacha. I went to a cheder, to visit a cheder. They were showing me around, and I walked in there, and they had this delicious old Jew, who was the Rebbe. It was a chassidish yid. And they were just starting. And they were going to learn Mishnayos. And he said, Heilige Kinder, holy children, before we're going to learn, I want each and every one of us, we're going to thank the B'Shefa, the Creator, for giving us our mommies and our daddies. We want to thank the B'Shefa for giving us Rabbi, me. But thank the B'Shefa for giving us his Torah. I was there to thank the Creator of the world. Sit down. It's a different Torah, you understand? to open up a child's heart to the Torah de la'ela, to tell him that Yiddishkeit is not just the Da'at Amos of Halacha. It's big, the Torah is big, it's everything. It's like the Tal. The problem is in New York, we don't feel any Tal. There's no Tal. You ever see any Tal over here? I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael we used to have a lot of feel. Over here, it doesn't make it through. There's a lot of stuff. How's it supposed to get through? And if it comes down, it's some strange color. We don't feel it. It doesn't cover the mitzvahs of our lives. The Torah is just Da'at Amos of Halacha. And they look at the Rebbeim like that, and they look at us, and the people who are not religious, that's how they look at us. They look at us and they think that that we're like small people that live in Da'at Amos of Halacha. That's how they look at us. That's how the Chilonim look at Eretz Yisrael, the religious people. That they live in the Da'at Amos of Halacha. Because each one of them thinks that every from person is throwing rocks at him, you know, on Shabbos. But there's a lot of truth to what they think. There's a lot of truth to what they think. And then if the non-religious person ended up, he went to a bar mitzvah for his cousin, and he went to a frum shul, and the rav gets up and he starts to scream and yell about something that has also tarid l'asat, 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 and nothing tarid l'aylus, and he confirms what his worst fears. And if he ever had any questions that maybe I should be a Shemitah Tarmis, forget it. So he goes to shul 2 weeks before Pesach, and all they're talking about are boiling pots, and getting on your knees and looking for a crumb, and no one talks about what it means to be a person that's free. You have to do all the stuff about the pots and the crumbs, and maybe you just happened to come to the wrong shia. It could be he's tried it a few times. So we understand now another teaching of Chazal. Chazal say an astonishing thing. Chazal say the Torah that a person lives in this world, the Torah that Adam Waymed by Elam Hazeh, Hevel he lifnei terasos on the Mashiach. Hevel he lifnei terasos on the Mashiach. It'll be Hevel compared to the Torah that we're going for when the Mashiach comes. It's not the same Torah. What's that mean? Chas v'shalom is a different Torah. And the Navi says, Torah chadash mi'iti teisei. There's a new Torah I'm giving you. You know what the Sadapikos, what they did with that. You know? And the Knights and the Christians. Torah chadash, there's a new Torah. What does it mean, Torah chadash? What does it mean that the Torah that we're going to learn with the Torah that we're learning in Eilat, Sha'adam Laimed Ba'ilam Hazeh, Hevel, it's Hevel. Hevel's not Rishkei. Listen, the Torah Sushal Mashiach, it can't be, it's the same Torah. The Torah doesn't Chalila change. Because the Torah that we learn in Golas, Chubim with the clouds, is a Torah that we feel only the Dalet Amos of Halacha. The Torah of Mashiach is going to be the whole thing. Like we're learning in Mevar Hashem, in Pizetzna. Everything is Torah. Everything is Torah. It doesn't close you, it opens you to everything in the world. And those days are coming. Be'ez Kirvas Akeitz, Rav Kook writes, Ayuz Hatchiyah Memchaz, Be'ez Kirvas Akeitz, Yovai Ruach HaMetayar as a Shemayim Mekadrusam. A wind is going to come. It's going to blow away the clouds as we get closer to the end. It's happening. People want that. People are looking for that. That's what we were learning about in the Eretz Yisrael, why there's so much chutzpah now. Right? Remember? We learned that people are demanding that. They want to see the whole picture. That was the chutzpah of Ikkas of the Mashiach that we learned about in the Eretz Yisrael. Where's the chutzpah come? The chutzpah is, we want to get the whole picture ready. We want to understand how this Taisus is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have nothing against Taisus. We respect and love the Balei Taisus. But can you tell us how does this Taisus connect to the Baruch Shalom? That's all we want to know. And there's a chutzpah at the end of time that's demanding answers. And we're not coming up with them. Not for our kids and not for our students. We're not coming up with the answers. And the kids are leaving. They can't stand it anymore. It's been a problem throughout history, but especially now. There's a chutzpah. There's a feeling of urgency. Urgency to get the whole thing. There's going to be a wind that's it's going to blow to clear away the skies from the darkness. And it's going to remove the sackcloth of the Churban that causes all sadness. And makes the Torah look chas v'shalom as if it's dreary and outdated and old fashioned. Vaz Eila Shalay Staglu La Torah Ha'ila Lamala. And then those at the end of time, it's now, who did not connect themselves, who did not attach themselves to the Torah Ha'ila Lamala, to the Torah that rises above. They're only sitting in the Torah below, the Dalramas. And they did not equip themselves, they did not adorn themselves with the Torah that's Oyla Lamala, Pnimius HaTorah, Torah that's Oyla Lamala, the bigger picture. Habokas, as Kadrus HaSak, that was piercing through, breaking through the dark clouds and the sackcloth, even in Golas, those people. He says, Vaz Eila Shalei Estaglu Torah Oyla Lamala, at the end of time, before Mashiach comes, those Jews, Rav Kook says, who did not connect themselves to the Torah that's Oyla Lamala, but they were stuck only in the Dal Amos of Halacha, that Torah Lamala that's Oyla Lamala is Bekas, is HaKadosh HaSak, even before Mashiach comes, breaks through. When a person learns Pnimius HaTorah, when a person is trying to uncover his neshama, and is trying to learn also Nishmas HaDeraisa, so that even during Golas, he's able to smash through all of those clouds, and to break through the sackcloth. But the people who are not like that, he says in those days before Mashiach comes, those who are like that, they can have unbelievable connection to Shemayim, because it's before Mashiach comes, it's the wind is blowing the clouds away. There are spaces. There are ways to go. It's not all dark anymore. There are openings. But those who don't avail themselves of that and did not connect to the Torah Ha'olah Lamala, didn't have a shaykh to Torah Ha'olah Lamala, Habakas is Kadrus Rasak. Chayshim she'en lehem terem in Hashemayim. He says such a strong thing. They think that there is no terem in Hashemayim. He's not talking about apikarsim and kaifim, although there are people that don't believe in terem in Hashemayim. Many, many people don't believe in terem in Hashemayim. He's talking about even people that learn Torah. But they don't. It doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't make them into greater, holier people. Chayshim she'en lehem terem in Hashemayim. There's Torah, but Torah is not Meneshamayim. Theologically, it is. Philosophically, it is. It happened thousands of years ago. And I'm trying to understand it now. But Chayshim She'ein Lehem Lehem Torah Meneshamayim. They don't have this Torah Meneshamayim. The Tzaddikim Doreshe Hashem Ve'uzai. But those Tzaddikim who are seeking Hashem and His strength, they will add light and joy. He's talking about the end of time. This is Rav Kook. Whenever he says these things, he never dreams of himself. But that's mamish him. The tzaddikim darsha Hashem ve'uzay, maysifim ur v'simcha. Those tzaddikim who are seeking God and His strength, they add light and joy. They don't make it darker for the boys in school. That'll make the Yiddishkeit more dismal and depressing. The Maisif from Arav Simcha, they're constantly adding light and joy. He's talking about Purim a little bit there, right? Vayehudim Haisa Arav Simcha V'Sasim V'Yikar. Umavashim Tzedek B'Kahal Rav. And these tzaddikim are adding light and joy. They come with the good news. Muvasim tzedek b'kahal rav. They come with the good news, with the b'sara toiva of Hashem's kindness, of Hashem's goodness, of Hashem's righteousness, of the truth. The kahal rav, and they tried to scream it out before the multitudes. The Kahal Rav, they tried to make it known. And they're desperate because they're saying, Shadavka Ke'ez. Davka now, Rabbi say, Davka Ke'ez. Yigala Or Chadash. It's the time that a new light can be is being revealed. Davka. Stop talking so much about the computers and that they're bad and the internet and all the tumna and all this and that. Be my sif m'erv as simcha. M'vasim tzedek b'kahal rav. Shadavka ke'ez yigal or chadash. Davka ke'ez. With all the craziness, with all the sickness in the world, davka ke'ez yigal or chadash. There's a new light that's being revealed. V'shamayim b'taharosim yiro, and the heavens can be seen in all of their pureness. Davka now. So Davka case. And how Rav Kook in his life was begging and crying for others to listen to this. And they tried to close him up and to shut him up. And even some big tzaddikim who were living in the Dal Alma Shel Halacha. V'yedu kol ba'i olam. So that the entire world can know. Can know what? Ki min ha-shamayim dibra Hashem levnei Yisrael. Ki min ha-shamayim dibra Hashem levnei Yisrael. It says in Chumash, by Kabbalah Sotar, that God spoke to us and speaks to us, even now, from Shamayim. Not just from Yishtender. Ki min ha-shamayim dibra Hashem levnei Yisrael leveis Yaakov, Hagoy Kulo, the entire nation. Hashem is speaking to Menashemayim. Torah is Menashemayim means now. That Hashem is speaking to us. He's speaking to us Menashemayim. V'yedu kol ba'i olam ki Menashemayim diba Hashem l'vnei Yisrael. And it's Davka Ke'ez. We have more access to this than our ancestors. As hard as that is to believe, because we're living at the time now where it's where Rav Kook's Be'ez Kirvas Akeitz, where the wind is blowing. That's why there's so many crazy things in the world. What does a person want with the internet? He wants to be able to go someplace. No. He wants to be able to. They call it surfing on the internet. So here's the guy, why don't you just go surfing? Why do you want to go surfing on the internet? Just go surfing. It's fun. I never did it. But it looks like fun. Go surfing. What does he want? What does a person want? Every person that goes, they want to go somewhere. They want to go someplace. What is all this technology saying? All this technology says that, like they always advertise, you have the world at your fingertips. It used to be that a person lived his 120 years, which didn't usually come out to 120. He lived the years of his life in Dal Ramas. He had his Dal Ramas. Even over the past few years, you know what it was like when I was growing up at that time. If somebody went like to California, he would seem like a pilgrim. He went on a trip to California. It was a big Indian to go to California. I remember when my mother had a sister, the sister lived in Pittsburgh. And when I was a kid, I remember that my mother, we went two or three times. I remember we went. There was a time that the JFK airport was called Idlewild, and we went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We went on an airplane to Pittsburgh. My mother took my sister and myself to go see her sister. It was like, I came. My friends, they were all like, we were talking about Pittsburgh. They thought like Pittsburgh is very nice. It's like going, across the world to Pittsburgh. You could drive there 8 hours in the car probably. Went to Pittsburgh, and I felt like I was a world traveler. I went to Pittsburgh. That was the biggest trip I ever took as a kid. Went to Pittsburgh, went on an airplane. That's when they had that building over there, TWA. and we went to Pittsburgh. It was like a whole thing. So now what happened in a few years? Now it's part of Kivas Akeitz in a few years. Hakleinakite. Kid comes back after the winter vacation, and they said, "Where'd you go?" He says, "We went to the Poconos." They look at him, Poconos? You're not ashamed to say that. You went to the Poconos? How'd you get there? Maybe you went by helicopter? You went, whatever. No. What did you do? You went by car to the Poconos? You hear that? Why she went to Poconos? Where'd you go? Well, we started off with Disney World. We started off with Disney World, and from there, we went to this, we went to there, or this one went to Israel, and this one there. That means nothing anymore. Where does all this? What's going on? And the world at your fingertips to go on the, to go. Why does everybody with the internet think because a person's just stunned? And with all the newspapers and all the information, because people want to see everything. People are chalishing for the whole picture. People want, they can't stand their Dalramas anymore. They can't stand the Dalramas. You're going to walk out of here, half of this chaver walking out of here, before they get to their car, or the train where they're going, they're going to be going on their thing. Half of the chaver. They're going to be going on their thing. Or looking at your phone, or going on your thing, if it's a BlackBerry or what, half the chaver, guaranteed. Before you even get to the car. Because who knows in the last hour or two, what could have happened? In the last hour or two. So you can already go through this. What's the matter with your Dalaramas? Take one day a week where there's only Dalaramas. You can't. Because the world's hellishing to break out of their Dalaramas. All of these machines, all of these toys, all this technology is because Mashiach's coming. And the world can't bear being stuck in the Dalaramas anymore. But the world is chalishing for Torah and Hashemayim. Kim Hashemayim Diber Yisrael. The world can't take anymore smallness. It used to be that a person lived in the same place. They didn't have to have such a thing to talk and to connect and to this and that and to have the whole world at your fingertips. What do you do? It's the whole world at your fingertips. Because this whole world is Hevel before Teras HaMashiach. This whole world is Hevel before Teras HaMashiach. Like we learned, I spoke about it last year, that Shabbos morning once, that Adam Rishon was Misayfa Alamat Saifa Chazal Sayyid. He was as big as the whole world. That's how Adam Rishon came into the world. One says he was across the world, big, one says he was from heaven to earth, but Adam Rishon was a Chazal saying. We're not talking about how you can find a suit for a person like that. They're not talking about that. Chazal are talking about what is a mensch. The etzim of a human being, of a chelikul kamimal, is what? Kol ha'olam kulay. The whole world. And when Adam Rishon was cut down, ever since then, people want to go places and see things and to get out of the Dalat Amos. They can't stand the Dalat Amos. But it's never been like now. Now, you'll see. You're not going to have a Bechir Chavshus. I'm telling you, not because I'm a Navi. Le Navi ve Le Ben Navi Anayichi. You're not going to have a Bechir Chavshus. You're going to think, why am I going to make a whole big to-do about that? I have complete and total control over my scrolling. You don't. You don't. It's right here. No, I don't mean to embarrass the tzaddik. But it's right here. You don't have a Bechir Chavshus. Try 2 hours this morning. There's no Bechir Chavshus. I'm talking like a crazy person, like a caveman. 2 hours, not one machine. Just your own heart and your own mind. Not one machine. Try for 2 hours. I can't have work. I can't because my Aunt Bessie, my Aunt Bessie's cow didn't give milk yesterday. Try 2 hours. I'm not talking, God forbid, if someone has an in. Can't do it. You have no Bechir Chavshus. You know why? Because Mashiach's coming. Mashiach's coming. And because Mashiach's coming, Kim Nashemayim Dibem Yisrael, a person can't bear anymore not going. He can't. So you can't accept the fact that, you live in Farakway or Whitmere or Lawrence, or you live in the five towns of here. This is where we live. We have a place that we're in. No, I can't live with that. I got to go on to my thing, and go all over the place. Since last night, you have already 10 emails, 10 text messages, 10 this, 10 that, and then you're going to go and you leave the Beis Medrash and go zoom all over the world. It's sick. But where does it come from? That doesn't mean you should indulge in that. You should try not to. But where does it come from? It comes from our longing for the Torah de La'ela. And because we can't bear anymore the dark clouds, and there's an opening in the clouds. And we're going for that opening the wrong way. We got to go to Pnimis HaTorah. We got to go inside, not outside. And Hashem's Baruch should help that the clouds should be removed and should be a Mechias HaMalek and a Gulus HaRomein. Amen.